I think it's very important for the American media to be honest with the American people on this particular issue, because it affects not just, you know, the normal issues of public policy. It actually affects peace and war. And here's what I mean. So in the past couple of days, I've seen a lot of reporting from the American media about the 10-point proposal that the Iranians have made. Now, as I know, because I've been involved in this, there are three different 10-point proposals, at least, that I've seen floating around. The first 10-point proposal was something that was submitted, and we think, frankly, was probably written by ChatGPT, that was submitted to Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner. That immediately went in the garbage and was rejected. There was a second 10-point proposal that was much more reasonable, that was based on some back and forth between us, between the Pakistanis, and between the Iranians. That is the 10-point proposal that the president was referencing in his Truth yesterday. And then, frankly, I've seen a third 10-point proposal that's even more maximalist than the first 10-point proposal that's been floating around various social media channels. Now, here's what's interesting about all this, is that I've seen various organs, the New York Times, CNN, others, pick up and run the original 10-point proposal based on little more than a random Yahoo in Iran submitting it to public access television in the country of Iran, and then them saying that somehow represents the negotiating position of the government. It's the equivalent of somebody in, let's say, a Democratic councilman in Boise, Idaho, saying something crazy, the local public access TV picking up that crazy statement, and then the New York Times running that as the position of the President of the United States. It doesn't make an ounce of sense.